already. I do not intend to give a long lecture here, but I wish to say some points which I feel are important and inspiring. The floor also speaks. Ljubljanian floor. I feel when we come together as devotees, it is very important to define what we do want to achieve in our association. I have to ask myself this question. Why have I come to Ljubljana? What do I wish to do here? Similarly, you who have come to receive me as your guest, you have given me a garland and have offered me this nice seat, you have to ask yourself, why do you want to spend time with me? Why do you not wish to do other things at this time? Why have you come here, and why will you come in the next days to come here? I think it is important to define our goals so that we can try to reach them. I can tell you what is my goal in coming here. I want to inspire you in your Krishna consciousness. That's why I've come so many kilometers, and that's why I will be available for the classes, and after the classes I will try my best to answer any questions which you have. I personally will be very happy if you, as my audience, you will try to take the gifts which I have brought for you, the presents which I have brought for you, the points which I have thought. If you will take them and look at them and see if they apply to your life or not. I would be very unhappy if this is only a social gathering where you only want to see a sannyasi from Germany, but not listen, why has he come? What does he want here? What does he want to give to us? I think it would be very kind of you if you will look at the presents which I will give to you. That means I can only preach to you and give you some things to think about. And similarly, I will pray to Lord Krishna that I find the right words to reach your hearts and your minds, that he uses me as an instrument, although I'm so unqualified. I think if we think a little bit before we meet what we want to do, then our meeting has a purpose, and it is something which will enrich us, hopefully, something which will make us think critical, and something which might help us a step forward in our lives. Okay, this is the first thing I wanted to say. Now I wish to make a point which I think is very relevant in these times. I want to talk about one-pointedness. It's a very difficult word, one-pointedness. It could also be used, translated as concentration, or putting one's whole attention on one point. In yoga, and we are in a yoga tradition as well, we are in a bhakti yoga tradition, it is very, very important for a practitioner to focus his mind on one point. Lord Krishna describes his devotees as people who are doing this, who fix their mind on him. And he says that those who are not on this path of yoga, the non-devotees, they have many things to concentrate on. They are not one-pointed, but many-pointed. He compares them, or in the translation it is said, their intelligence is many-branched. We know if a river is only in one riverbed, it can become very strong. It can take away a bridge, or it can even take away big, big stones. But if the river is in many riverbeds, many branched, oh, it's not very strong any longer. Shishtikata and myself, we were on a pilgrimage to the Holy Mother Ganga. Tomorrow evening, we will take all of you on the same pilgrimage. We have a slideshow and we will kidnap you from Ljubljana, bring you to Gangotri. And we saw that because the Ganga River is only in one stream up in the Himalayas, it can actually push away big, big stones which fall into the river. We saw huge stones, maybe from here to where the window is, which had, not stones, they are called rocks actually. They had fallen into the Ganga, but because the Ganga was in one stream, it gently pushed the rocks away. When the Ganga is in many streams, oh, it can't push away even one stone. So in the same way, Lord Krishna says his devotees are one-pointed in their mind. It's one stream. They have one goal. They are very concentrated in what they do. And therefore, all the obstacles which come in their lives can be pushed away. But naturally, if a devotee is in the beginning of his or her spiritual life, there are still many things in his mind or her mind. And therefore, small obstacles can become huge obstacles, very big obstacles. Because there's not so much strength in the mind, and not so much strength in the personality. And therefore, the devotee easily, by even very small things and insignificant things, can be brought away. So, in spiritual life, it is necessary to gather one's intelligence, to gather one's energy, together one's strengths, put it on this one direction to become one-pointedness, one-pointed, or fully concentrated in the life. Now, I think you will agree that to become one-pointed in one's life is a question of faith. And tomorrow morning, and also on Sunday morning, we will talk about the journey of faith. The beginner's faith, the faith of someone who is becoming a little bit more mature in his or her spiritual life. We will hear some very nice and very interesting and challenging new concepts, which might help us. But today I only want to talk about putting it in one direction. You cannot become successful in any field of your life. Material life, spiritual life, or something in between. If you do not concentrate yourself, if you do not become one-pointedness, one pointed. You're wasting your life in any field, either in material life or spiritual life or in something in between, if you do not become fixed in your goals and in your spirituality. To illustrate this very, very important point, Lord Rama and Lord Krishna worked together. At the time when Lord Rama left this world, he took all his devotees with him, except for one devotee. This devotee was the best devotee of Lord Rama. His name? Best devotee? Hanumanji. Yes. Correct. Correct. Hanuman said, "Everyone is going with you, my dear Lord. Even the cows are going with you. Even the dogs of Ayodhya are going with you to the eternal spiritual world. Why do I have to stay alone without you?" Lord Rama said, "Listen, O Hanuman. I want to teach something through you. You are my best devotee. You are most concentrated. Ekanta." Ekanta is a Sanskrit word. Ek means one. One pointed. "I want to teach the world what this means. You please stay in King Purushavash." It's a different territory. It's not exactly Bharatavash, but besides Bharatavash. "And you engage in my puja and in my bhajan." So Hanuman was following the Lord. He made a very nice deity of Lord Rama. He worshipped this deity with aratiks and with offerings of boga. And he sang, "Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram." Oh, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya 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 Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sitaram." One day, as he was singing this with tears of love in his eyes, he saw a powerful being coming. He looked like a huge eagle, and he landed before Hanuman. "Oh," said Hanuman, "Garuda, why have you come here?" Garuda said, "I have very good news for you, Hanuman. Krishna in Dwaraka has said to me he wants to see you. You are now able to come and see Lord Krishna." Hanuman said, "Kon? Who?" Because in his mind and heart there was place only for Lord Rama. "Krishna!" "Oh, I'm sorry, I have to do my puja. Lord Rama is waiting for my puja." No, said Garuda, "you don't understand, Hanuman. Krishna, the source of Rama." "Oh no, Rama is the source of everything," said Hanuman. And now Garuda became angry. because just like Hanuman is Ekanta on Ram, Garuda is Ekanta on Krishna. He said, what? You don't want to follow Krishna's order? Then I will take you with force. Hanuman just took his tail, because he needed both of his hands for you know, Garuda's. And Garuda, who's very powerful, tried to take Hanuman by force, but Hanuman's force, Hanuman's strength, Hanuman's decision not to go was stronger than Garuda's. And at the end, Garuda had to fly away, go back to Krishna and said, I'm sorry, I tried everything, but I tried with words and with force. Did not work. Hanuman did not want to come. Well, Krishna smiled because he wanted to teach the world. He had an idea. It was not just a funny pastime. It was something very important for the devotees of Ljubljana temple and Slovenia and Croatia and Germany, which Krishna wanted to teach. He said to Garuda, now go the second time and tell Hanuman that it is not Krishna who is calling, but this time Lord Ram is calling him. Garuda said, I don't understand, but I will certainly do as you say, and flew to Hanuman and said, Hanuman, this time Rama is calling you. When Hanuman heard that Lord Rama was calling him, he took all his strength and he jumped in one huge leap. Leap is a jump towards Dwarka. He jumped so fast that Garuda, who can travel with the speed of the mind, could not catch up with him. He only saw Hanuman's tail disappearing. Now in the meantime, Krishna was there, and he said to Balaram, Balaram, don't ask any questions. Just turn yourself into Lakshman fast. And he said to Satyabhama, Satyabhama, please don't ask any questions. Turn yourself into Sita, please, fast. Satyabhama said, I can't do it. Then Krishna did not explain anything. He went to Rukmini and said, Rukmini, please, fast, become Sita. I mean, it's a great emergency. Rukmini changed herself. Satyabhama is from the left wing somewhere. She will ask her questions. At this moment, Hanuman landed in Dwaraka, and he immediately went to where the palace was, and saw with tears of love Lord Rama, next to him Lakshman, and also Sita Devi. And he fell down, finally, after such long time, he had seen in the Sakshat Darshan the Lord of his heart, and he asked the Lord, Lord, you have called your servant. What is it that you want him to do? And Ram, or Krishna, said, nothing, I just wanted to see you. Is there anything which you want of me, Hanuman? Hanuman said, yes. If you want, you can give me your embrace. And then the Lord embraced him. Afterwards, Hanuman went back. The Lord wanted to show here what is necessary in bhakti. In bhakti or in spiritual life, you have to make up your mind at one stage. You have to focus your devotion and your spiritual energy on the worship of Krishna, thinking of Krishna and of doing service for him. You have to become ekanta. Please remember when you were a little child. Do you remember how, as little children, we took these glasses? And I only know it in a very bad English. Enlargement glasses. And you remember how we held it into the sun? How the sun rays came, and how they became concentrated, and how we put the concentrated sunlight on some dry leaves, and how there was a fire, and how we were happy as children about the mystery, how with a lupa or an enlargement glass we could create fire. Do you remember as little boys and girls? What was happening? The diffuse sun rays became concentrated. By that concentration, a fire was created. In the same way, Krishna will appear to the devotee who starts to concentrate in his or her spiritual life. Krishna will become present before the devotees, visible. He will encourage the devotee. My dear devotee, do not despair. I am here. I am seeing your endeavors to reach me. I will come to you. I will help you. I'm giving you an answer to your question. This is the answer for you. Krishna will speak to you from the heart and give you the guidance which you require on your very individual spiritual path back home, back to Godhead. By your sincerity, by your one-pointedness in purpose, you will be able to call the Lord who will come. Please do not think that this is only something for Advaita Acharya, who was praying at the bank of the Ganga with one-pointedness in a way which made the Lord appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada has encouraged all the devotees. He has said, there is a machine in your heart by which you can see the Lord, but you must repair it. It's broken. For many of us, we have a broken heart, a broken machine, so that it's very difficult to work. But the moment a devotee begins to just do this one thing, to concentrate himself on Krishna with whatever abilities he or she has, the Lord will help. Hare Krishna. This is sure. This is not just some enthusiastic words. It's something which is working since time immemorial in all spiritual traditions in the world. It's a simple but a very sweet secret. It only will reveal itself when you make your first steps on the path of concentration on Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. This is all what I will say this evening. It is a short point, but a deep point. Don't think short points are not deep. They are sometimes very, very deep. I wish that you think about this point deeply. And then tomorrow, we will start our lecture series, which has two parts. It is called The Journey of Faith. Tomorrow's part one, and Sunday morning is part two. And Saturday, I want to do something with all of you, which I think you will never forget. We want to go on a pilgrimage. We have brought a very, very nice slideshow about the source of Mother Ganga. It is really a spiritual adventure. We will say yogis. We will see the sitting place of Lord Shiva in the Himalayan mountains. What else we see? Caves we see. And one great mystery will be revealed. I can't talk about this, obviously. I will give a short lecture called Pilgrimage, and then show the slides. Hare Krishna. So it's 5 minutes before nine. That's nothing. That's not very late. I want to thank also the devotees from Croatia who came. I'm sorry, when I arrive at some place, my subtle body is still in Salzburg or somewhere. And then you come out of the car and did not see all of you. Also, the Matajis from Croatia. They are good eyes there. Dolores has also come. Yes. We will have a tour through Croatia. I want to tell you about this tour. Actually, we started in Austria. No, in Munich we started. No, in Heidelberg we started. We celebrated four Gopurnimas on this tour. In the morning, we were in Goloka Dham. First Gopurnima. The second was in the Heidelberg Temple. Then in Mayapur they celebrated Gopurnima not on Sunday but on Monday. So we thought, wonderful. That's something for us. Then we celebrated Gopurnima in the third time in Neckargemünd. And the fourth time we celebrated something like Gopurnima in Munich. So this is our record, four Gopurnimas. Then we went to Innsbruck. There are very, very nice Namhattis in Innsbruck, in Tirol. There's one man who is extremely wealthy, who exports cars from America, and who has become a very, very sincere devotee. Very sincere. And there is a circle of friends. We met many people. One man who produces cheese we met. We have also brought some cheese for some of you. Vegetarian cheese. We saw many students. Many musicians are there. Yeah, and, I forgot to tell you, there are two devotees, Madhuri and Darko. I think some of you might know. They come originally from Split. They have made a recording with the Cosmic Voices. This is a chorus of female singers from Bulgaria who became famous when Peter Gabriel produced one of their songs. For the world music. They have made the whole Shikshastakam with these cosmic voices. We have brought a CD And I think Moksha Rupi will faint in ecstasy because it's such special music when you hear it. They have received invitations to perform at the Split Jazz Festival, and also in America. They have received invitations to perform in America. And it's just started. The cover of the CD is not even printed, and already everyone faints who hears the Shikshastakam, the eight prayers of Lord Chaitanya. Very nice. Then we will start here. Then we are now in Ljubljana. Then on Sunday we will go to Rijeka. And then we will go everywhere. It's so many places that I cannot remember them. Sundarananda knows all of them by heart by now because he has made so many phone calls. We will go to Sarajevo also. We will go to Serbia. If there is no war by that time, we will go to Macedonia, then to Czechoslovakia, or whatever it's called now, then to Nisinga Chaturasi, and then to Switzerland. And then we will almost be dead with ecstasy. Then we return to Goloka Dham on the 1st of June or July? June. Not much of a difference. As a preacher in Krishna consciousness, I know that it's very, very important for devotees to travel at this time and try to help their younger brothers and sisters in obtaining this very important faith and spiritual life. I'm calling this tour the faith tour, the Shraddha tour. You always need a motto when you do something, so this is the Shraddha tour for me. Yes. All right, so it is 9 o'clock. I do not wish to go much talk more, because we are most probably tired and we want to meet tomorrow morning for a very concentrated talk. This will be a little philosophical, and you will be able to enjoy this talk much better if you think today, when you go home or when you go into your rooms where you will spend the night in healthy sleep, you can think, please, about what it will take for you to become more one-pointed, more concentrated in your practice of bhakti yoga. What are possible obstacles to this? And when you think already and do some preparation in your own mind and in your thinking, you will be able to benefit much more from these two lectures which take place tomorrow and Sunday morning. So please do already some preparation work, so that in the question and answer period, maybe some of your concerns or thoughts can come out and we can develop something very interesting. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.